That was the Finlandia hymn, the YL Male Voice Choir, delighting us with that hymn in the original Finnish language. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky. This is the Classical Jukebox. Welcome to the show. And I have a very special guest on the line. In fact, I'm calling Finland right now to reach out to our next guest. He's quite a rising star in the conducting world, and he is also the music director of the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra, ready to share a little bit about what's happening in the next season. Much excitement. Welcome, James Kahan. Welcome to the line.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful to have you. We're reaching out to Helsinki, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. I'm currently in Helsinki for a little while.
For a little while. Do you live there full-time during the year, or is that kind of like a getaway destination for you?
Well, I've been living there for 9 years, and now I'm sort of a little bit in between different places, between Hamilton, where I also have a residence, and Helsinki, where I also still have a residence.
I see. Wonderful. Well, you certainly get around. Now, you're French-born, and you're now music director in Hamilton, so you're doing a lot of travel, and we are super excited about the upcoming season. What's it like being in Helsinki? That's a very special place in my heart. I love the way the nature is integrated into the urban scene, beautiful parks, nature reserves, of course, the Rock Church. How do you enjoy being there when you have a chance?
Well, it's a great city in many ways because it's very comfortable. Everything is very easy to access. There is great public transportation that never runs late, which is a great advantage.
Oh,
and
wow. Yeah.
Something that is also very interesting and important for me as a musician is that the social culture here is very, I would say, horizontal, which means that there is not that much hierarchy. And that means that in practice, for example, when I was a student learning music or at the very start of my career, even though it was actually very easy for me to meet and discuss with quite famous conductors or very advanced colleagues in a way that is way easier, I have found, than, for example, in France or North America.
Right. I like the way you mentioned that. Horizontal with no hierarchy. That's excellent. To be able to reach, you know, people who can inspire you. And it sounds like Finland is ideal for that. Tell us a little bit about your ideas to reach more audiences for the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah. So our offer in terms of repertoire is already very broad. We do a lot of modern music. We do a lot of course, the classics and romantic music. And we also do Baroque music quite a lot. And I was thinking of sort of expanding our offer in terms of types of concerts that we are doing and seeing how far we can go about that. So that means that, for example, we are looking at trying to reintroduce to Hamilton with our orchestra things like ballets and operas, at least to some capacity. Yeah. And also one thing that I'm really excited to explore is doing new types of concerts that are already done elsewhere. For example, let's say a concert where the audience gets to sit inside the orchestra, or a concert where there are explanations and discussions around the music. And things like that.
I think people really appreciate that, when you can just make music a little more accessible for them. Some people are kind of on the fence about going to a live concert for whatever reason, and just giving them that little extra nudge can go a long way. So it sounds like you're on track, and you have so much experience. You've been definitely around. You have conducted first-rate orchestras like the Israel Philharmonic, the Finnish National Radio Symphony Orchestra, Helsinki Philharmonic. So we are so proud that you're bringing that rich culture here to Hamilton. I want to ask you, why do you think Finland has created so many successful conductors? Jukka-Pekka Saraste immediately comes to mind. His affiliation here with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. We love those recordings, cherish them. There's Hannu Lintu. I have heard live. I've seen the magic he can inspire with his musicians. Why do you think Finland is so special in this department?
Well, I think basically there are three parameters that go together and that are the reasons why Finland produced so many great conductors. The first one is that there is a very famous teacher who is still alive, actually, Jorma Panula, who was an incredible pedagogue and a very renowned master, and he's basically the one who taught all the names that you mentioned. There is something quite unique about his approach to teaching. It's very hands-free and very much about the student discovering what he or she needs.
Yeah.
I think also the second thing that is really that really helped the school is just practically speaking, they invested a lot of money into their conducting program. And in practice, that meant that, for example, when I was a student, we had an orchestra which we could conduct twice a week, which is exceptional. And already from the very start of our studies, every, you know, 4 or 5 years and a half, like our bachelor and master, we got to conduct an orchestra twice a week, which is exactly what we need.
Terrific experience. Yes.
And I think the third parameter, which people don't really talk about, but I have noticed, which I think helped foster so many great conductors, is culturally, Finland is very much a country where people don't talk very much. It's, you know, people are very to the point and you know, kind of no-nonsense type of people. And I think that's very valuable in conductors, and that's something that orchestras appreciate, because I think orchestras work better and like better when a conductor sort of goes straight to the point, is very factual and very direct. And the fact that the Finnish culture is so much like that, I think it has created the sort of predisposition for Finnish conductor to do quite well.
Interesting. Yeah. Talk less, listen more, feel deeper. Absolutely. That's integral. I remember taking conducting classes as a, you know, as a minor, and there was that one exercise we had to do where you had to kind of conduct with your eyes, not even use a baton, but just, you know, the little facial expressions can even express so much. Hey, anyway, James, so inspiring to talk to you. James, any closing thoughts about the 2025-2026 season coming up next year with the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra you'd like to share?
Well, it's going to be, I think, there will be a lot of new things, and especially there will be a lot of new things for people that maybe have not experienced so much classical music for now, and that are directly targeted at their enjoyment. And all this will be on top of our usual offer, so we are not losing anything for our core audience, which is also something that was very important for me.
Good. Good. Well, good luck to you. The website is hpo.org. You can find out more about what's currently happening in the season, and you can subscribe to the newsletter and find out at a timely point what James has in store for the 2025-2026 season. I've been speaking with James Kahan, the musical director of the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. That's hpo.org for further details. And now let's enjoy a little Beethoven. Here's the Shepherd's Song with the TSO, Carl Anserl directing.